you are going to listen to a talk by an architect about homes of the future. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for attending today's talk on the homes of the future. So, what will our living spaces be like 20 to 30 years from now? Well, a recent report published by the National Housing Foundation states that homes of the future will increasingly tap into neighbourhood energy systems, feature flexible layouts, and use improved technology to make automatic decisions about heating, security, and even postal deliveries. The report also suggests that demographic changes, such as the rapid increase in the number of elderly people and the worsening issue of young people unable to afford to leave home, will really push up demand for multi-generational accommodation. More and more homes will be designed with flexible layouts to suit different generations, which can be adapted as families' needs change, such as the need to care for aging grandparents, for instance. Inspired by the need for more urban housing in already densely populated areas, future design will produce spacious homes with smaller footprints, but with more stories, using balcony and roof space to provide outdoor space. Architects like myself may draw inspiration from good compact design, such as in boats or caravans, to produce more so-called micro-living options for single people. More innovation will be used when designing third-age homes that are suitable for people over 65, reflecting demand for accommodation with facilities such as lifts, level access, and communal activities, while still retaining privacy and a sense of ownership. By 2050, technology will transform our homes into collectors and storers of energy, with electricity generated by non-fossil fuel most likely to be used to heat homes and hot water. Electric cars will be much more common than they are now, with sockets where cars can be plugged in to charge installed at every property. The future home will manage its energy use from a centralized platform, combining heating, electrical consumption, ventilation, and vehicle charging. All in all, homes will be more environmentally friendly. Energy efficiency is becoming more and more important, so ideas that are currently mostly only used in the workplace will become standard in homes. Things like allowing non-essential equipment to automatically power down when electricity is at its most expensive. And frankly, as energy and other utility bills continue to become more costly, I think that'll become a necessity. Another key prediction in the report is that letterboxes will be replaced by smart delivery boxes, basically special containers that can receive registered deliveries that require a signature and store valuable parcels safely instead of them being left on the doorstep. As climate change makes its presence more felt, homes of the future will have to adapt accordingly. This means that they'll have to have improved responsive central heating and cooling techniques, like air conditioning, to keep people feeling comfortable during periods of extreme temperature. Smart homes could also monitor health and activity, and this could be particularly beneficial for elderly people. For example, the smart house could remind the home dweller to take their medicine, or warn them about water that's too hot or a bath that's about to overflow. All sorts of problems and accidents could be prevented. Homes in urban areas will access neighbourhood heating and energy networks via a district energy centre, which may produce heat from household waste or from a ground source. Rural homes will continue to enjoy more space and will therefore have more opportunities to generate solar power using integrated technology, which means that the roof covering itself would become the solar collector rather than, as now, a panel fixed to the roof. In the next 30 years or so, we'll certainly witness considerable change to our home lives through technological advancement in response to societal, demographic, and climate changes. As far as I'm concerned, we need to start thinking ahead now about how we'll accommodate those demands and not leave it until it's too late. We need to ensure that people a few decades from now are not taken by surprise. And overall, I think the future of architecture looks very exciting. So, watch this space. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for attending today's talk on the homes of the future. So, what will our living spaces be like 20 to 30 years from now? Well, a recent report published by the National Housing Foundation states that homes of the future will increasingly tap into neighbourhood energy systems, feature flexible layouts, and use improved technology to make automatic decisions about heating, security, and even postal deliveries. The report also suggests that demographic changes, such as the rapid increase in the number of elderly people and the worsening issue of young people unable to afford to leave home, will really push up demand for multi-generational accommodation. More and more homes will be designed with flexible layouts to suit different generations, which can be adapted as families' needs change, such as the need to care for aging grandparents, for instance. Inspired by the need for more urban housing in already densely populated areas, future design will produce spacious homes with smaller footprints, but with more stories, using balcony and roof space to provide outdoor space. Architects like myself may draw inspiration from good compact design, such as in boats or caravans, to produce more so-called micro-living options for single people. More innovation will be used when designing third-age homes that are suitable for people over 65, reflecting demand for accommodation with facilities such as lifts, level access, and communal activities, while still retaining privacy and a sense of ownership. By 2050, technology will transform our homes into collectors and storers of energy, with electricity generated by non-fossil fuel most likely to be used to heat homes and hot water. Electric cars will be much more common than they are now, with sockets where cars can be plugged in to charge installed at every property. The future home will manage its energy use from a centralized platform, combining heating, electrical consumption, ventilation, and vehicle charging. All in all, homes will be more environmentally friendly. Energy efficiency is becoming more and more important, so ideas that are currently mostly only used in the workplace will become standard in homes. Things like allowing non-essential equipment to automatically power down when electricity is at its most expensive. And frankly, as energy and other utility bills continue to become more costly, I think that'll become a necessity. Another key prediction in the report is that letterboxes will be replaced by smart delivery boxes, basically special containers that can receive registered deliveries that require a signature and store valuable parcels safely instead of them being left on the doorstep. As climate change makes its presence more felt, homes of the future will have to adapt accordingly. This means that they'll have to have improved responsive central heating and cooling techniques, like air conditioning, to keep people feeling comfortable during periods of extreme temperature. Smart homes could also monitor health and activity, and this could be particularly beneficial for elderly people. For example, the smart house could remind the home dweller to take their medicine, or warn them about water that's too hot or a bath that's about to overflow. All sorts of problems and accidents could be prevented. Homes in urban areas will access neighbourhood heating and energy networks via a district energy centre, which may produce heat from household waste or from a ground source. Rural homes will continue to enjoy more space and will therefore have more opportunities to generate solar power using integrated technology, which means that the roof covering itself would become the solar collector rather than, as now, a panel fixed to the roof. In the next 30 years or so, we'll certainly witness considerable change to our home lives through technological advancement in response to societal, demographic, and climate changes. As far as I'm concerned, we need to start thinking ahead now about how we'll accommodate those demands and not leave it until it's too late. We need to ensure that people a few decades from now are not taken by surprise. And overall, I think the future of architecture looks very exciting. So, watch this space.